In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves. But Jesus was asleep. So they went and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Dear Alfonso, you are baptized. And dear baptized ones, us all, it is a good day for us to consider this question: what sort of man is this? Because in holy baptism, we are united to this man, this God-man that even the wind and the sea obey. So what have you gotten yourself into, Alfonso, being united with this God-man? Baptism saves. Baptism washes. Baptism promises the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the adoption of the Heavenly Father, but being baptized also comes with it some consequences. There are powerful forces that hate Jesus, and now they hate you too. Do you renounce the devil? Yes, I renounce him. Do you renounce all his works? Yes, I renounce them. Do you renounce all of his ways? Yes, I renounce them. Well, now you have the devil as your enemy. And he's a convincing liar and a murderer from the beginning who has deceived much of the world. If the world hated Jesus, if the world rejected Jesus, and now you're united with him, now you are in Christ, then you can count on the fact that the world will hate you and reject you. A disciple is not above his teacher. So what have we gotten ourselves into? In holy baptism, the devil now has a big target to be put upon us. You remember that after Jesus was baptized, he was thrown in the wilderness to be tempted by the devil? With baptism now comes the promise of the devil's attacks. With baptism comes now the promise of a target upon you. With the baptized, we can count ourselves targeted by the devil and his demons. Attack this one, squeeze and pressure them to not fear and love and trust in God above all things. Target this one and squeeze and pressure them so they are tempted to despair or other great shame or vice or addiction. We can feel this squeezing. We can feel this pressure when we don't want to pray, when we don't want to go to church. We can feel this squeezing and this pressure when anxiety grips our every thoughts and our every movements. We can feel this squeezing and this pressure when the desires of the flesh are so strong against the desires of the spirit. You can feel this squeezing and the pressure when you begin to wonder, how could God possibly love me when I fail him so much and I fail the others that he has put in my life? Or when we suffer and we watch people suffer and we begin to wonder if God is in control, really. Maybe he's asleep. Maybe he doesn't care that we are perishing. In holy baptism, every time you confess your baptism, dear saints, you are renouncing the devil and renouncing all of his works and renouncing all of his ways, but that doesn't mean he goes away. Rather, he strengthens his attack upon you. By being here today, they're saying you have pushed back darkness. By hearing God's word, by desiring to receive the body and the blood of Christ, by singing the songs of the Christian, by saying your prayers, you are pushing back the darkness, and you can expect that the darkness is going to push back on you. So why do it? Why be a Christian? Why go through the trouble? Why not just give in? Why not just do what the world tells us to do and do what the flesh wants us to do? Because in faith, the Lord has worked in you an answer to this question. What sort of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? And you say, that's God. That's my Savior. That's my Jesus. Jesus saves you. That's what his name means. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. What sort of man is this? He is the sort of God, and he is the sort of man who wants to unite himself to you with full knowledge of who you are. There's a story of a woman who found out where Jesus was going to be dining at one day. And she came and she knelt at Jesus' feet, and she wet his feet with her tears, and she wiped them with her hair. And the people were all around asking themselves, surely this man can't be a prophet, for he would have known what sort of woman this was. A woman of the city, a sinner. But Jesus knows their thoughts. And he tells a story in which the point is that the one who is forgiven little loves little, but that the one who is forgiven much loves much. Dear saints, dear baptized ones, your sins, which are many, are forgiven. He knows what sort of men we are. He knows what sort of women we have. He knows what sort of children we have. He knows. He knows that we are real sinners, that our love has too often failed and given way to pride and selfishness and judgment, that our forgiveness has too often failed and given way to anger and resentment, that we have too often sought pleasure or glory or the desires to please people. And above all, our text points out, he knows that our faith is so little. O ye of little faith, Jesus will say, why do you doubt? St. Luke tells us that Jesus says, where is your faith? St. Mark will tell us, why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? He knows. He knows the sort that we are. And he got into a boat with us. And he is in the holy ark of the Christian church right here with you. He has united himself to you. He has made your sin and your death and your devil his enemies, so that he was beaten and battered by the wrath of God, so that he felt the sleep of the sleep of death, so that he became exhausted and became weighed down with our sin and our shame and our guilt. And hallelujah, Christ is risen. He wakes up, and his first words to his disciples are, peace be with you. Don't you care that we are perishing? The disciples were asking. Well, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Yes, he cares. Then and now, and he will. What sort of man is this? The one who's with you, for you, now, here. Who cares if this boat is small or if the storm is large? The sort of man who wind and waves obey is here with us. What sort of man is this? It is the one who wants you, especially you, to be united with him forever, and united with him, you are promised that you are protected and supported and carried. He is the sort of man that knows exactly who we are, that we cannot stand on our own, that we are too weak, that we are too frail, that we live in the midst of too many dangers. All those descriptions the prayer of the day had for us, that's us. He knows that. And so he knows that you needed to be united with him. Never alone, never forsaken, not standing on your own strength. He is here. And he has taken you by the loving Father. You now have the Spirit within, and you listen to his voice. Peace. Be still. God is at peace with you. That is an amazing statement. God is not mad at you, and he won't be on the day of your death. Peace. Be still. And know that he is God. He is God and not you. He is God and nothing else in the world can compare. God has united himself to you. And if God is for you, then who can be against you? St. Peter, when he was considering things like this and things like the end of the world, wrote in one of his epistles, all that stuff in mind, let me ask you this. What sort of people then ought we to be? We're the sort who loves much because we know we are forgiven much. We're the sort that promises, that rejoices in the gift of baptism, for we would rather have lost the whole world than lost our souls. We're the sorts of the ones who know we all have little faith, so we need to gather here together and pray for each other and receive the peace of Christ that passes all understanding. That sort of man that the wind and the waves obey, we want to as well. In Jesus' name, amen.